Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Yeah, I'm out here with my selfie stick, and I don't care about lighting or audio or anything because I wanted drama. I wanted you to feel the drama of a Colorado winter. I told you I was going to be out here at the barn. Over here is the barn, where for some reason horses in the snow never go in the barn. I have no idea why. Right here, I wanted to introduce you to a couple guys who are going to give you a little message today. This guy here is Escalante. He's a Spanish Mustang. Escalante means one who climbs. He's a climber. He's a good guy. He's a good friend to Chief here. And you may not know it, but my buddy Chief here is almost 30 years old and looks like he's looking at us. Chief is blind. Chief cannot see anything. He smells pretty good. I bet he, yep, there he goes. Chief is blind, and he's got Escalante here as his seeing guide horse. The message these guys tell us is that we got to have friends. We need to have friends in our life. We have to have somebody we can count on, somebody we can lean on, somebody we can trust. The reason I'm into this whole deal is because I value men in my life who I could trust. And when I see these guys walking, I'm going to see if I could show you what happens when we start walking here. Chief is looking for a sound. He's looking for Escalante to provide some sound. Come on, guys, show him what we're talking about. See, when Chief hears Escalante walking, Chief walks. This is 35 acres of pasture here where Chief could get in trouble with coyotes or mountain lions, but Escalante here is his wingman. And so what we're doing with Good Guys to Great Men is that we're providing wingmen's all over the world. I want to let you know how important it is to find your wingmen. Find at least one. If you go to your grave and having at least one guy like this in your life who you can follow, who you can trust, who you can lean on and talk to when you need to, I want you to find that guy. You can start with a friend in the neighborhood, start your own meetup. You can call me and we can talk. Tomorrow I'm going to the National Western Stock Show in Denver with a friend of mine that I met in 1983. We've been friends since that year, and even though we've lived in different states, we always know that we can count on each other, and we developed a tradition. Every year we take a day to ourselves and we go to the rodeo at the National Western Stock Show. I'm going to take off tomorrow morning and go see my friend Jerry. You need to have somebody like that. In fact, it was Jerry's dad on his deathbed who told him that if you go to your grave and you have one man in your life that you can trust, one friend that you can count on with your life or with his life, you have succeeded. Well, we can do better than that. I'm going to create a community for you guys, and it's going to be an online private invitation only group. We haven't come up with the name for it yet. And we're going to call it like the men's room or the enclave or conclave. I don't know what it is. But I'm going to pilot it with 10 very special men to get it going and get some content in there. But this is where we're going to go for privacy. This is where we're going to go to be each other's wingmen. This is not an online forum. This is not going to be some place where trolls can lurk and people can criticize or beat each other up. This is a place of support and brotherhood. And I want to invite some of you to come along. Membership is going to require that you've done some work. You don't have to have coached with me, but I'm going to be pre-qualifying people who are allowed to be in this group of men, and I'll tell you more about it later. So anyway, just as inspiration, enjoy your weekend, find your wingman, and if you have one, tell him you love him, invite him to dinner, go get a beer, go have a man date, whatever it takes to get yourself out of the house and start connecting with other men at a level that maybe you haven't done so far. I appreciate you. I appreciate you watching and paying attention. Don't appreciate you. And have a great weekend. Take care, you guys. Bye-bye.